San Francisco's marina has been lovely this week. Warm weather, clear skies, a beautiful view. But hiding amongst all those gently rocking boats is a slimy, dangerous invader, seaweed. Sure, you might not mind it when it's sitting harmlessly in your salad, but out in the wild, it's threatening the bay's ecosystem and could actually cause a lot of damage. The front line of defense isn't a city task force or the Coast Guard. It's two scientists, one volunteer diver, and three local high school students. KALW's Casey Miner headed out to the docks to meet the team keeping our waters safe. In just a minute, Carly Ann Johnson will dive into a narrow channel of water, just about 5 or 6 feet between the dock and the seawall. She won't have to dive deep to find what she's looking for.
The population will explode all of a sudden, and we'll be pulling a lot. It might be 3 or 4 in a hand. Some of them can be 6, 7 feet long, so it's a lot of plant material. And I just bring it over to the dock. Someone grabs it. I go back and look for more.
Up on the dock, a woman and three teenagers are walking with clipboards and black garbage bags, peering carefully into the water and under boats.
Once we got a really big piece of it, and it was just fun to pull it out, and it was huge. It felt really good because you're like, yes, it's gone. I'm Gemma DiCarvalho, and I'm 14 years old.
It's a lot of work to come out and pull hundreds of individuals from the docks. My name's Marianne Cavanaugh, and I'm a biologist.
If Cavanaugh and her daughter Gemma didn't come out at least once a month to locate and remove the invading algae, here's what they say the San Francisco marina might look like.
Like a jungle.
I would say if we skip 2 months, when we did that once, we were finding 5 or 6 foot individuals out here. It grows very quickly.
Picture a slimy seaweed thicket, each plant a dark goldish brown with a strong spine, wrapping around ropes, chains, and other sea life. This is Undaria. It's an invasive kelp that has a small but persistent hold in just a few corners of the bay. The kelp was first spotted back in 2009 by Chayla Zabin, an ecologist at the Smithsonian Institute, and some of her colleagues.
So we were at San Francisco Marina doing this survey, and I looked down and saw an enormous alga growing there. It was over 6 feet long. And I pulled it off of the dock and pulled it out and was pretty sure it was Undaria. I had seen it in Monterey. It had not been recorded from north of Monterey previously.
Zabin says the kelp probably came in on small boats. It's native to some areas in Asia. It's been a problem in Southern California for a while, but Zabin says it took Northern California by surprise.
We pulled out 80 pounds of it that day. And so that sort of launched the effort to see if we could get on it quickly and remove it.
Since then, Zabin and some graduate students have been keeping track of all the field data and monitoring whether the kelp is spreading or shrinking. Cavanaugh and her daughter are some of their most dedicated field volunteers. Zabin says these days she leaves most of the organizing to them. And I really want to emphasize this. For 2 years, volunteers have been pulling all this algae out by hand, like weeding a garden. You're right if you think that doesn't exactly sound like a sustainable strategy. But unfortunately, Zabin says, there's no funding to do it any other way. If no one were monitoring it, the kelp would likely spread, changing the bay's ecosystem for good.
So I say to people, well, imagine a redwood forest. Now imagine a meadow, you know, maybe with some oaks, but mostly grass. And it's really easy for us to see that those are completely different systems, even though you could say, well, it's plants. It's all plants.
If that's not compelling enough for you, the kelp's growth could have economic consequences as well.
There's two ways that it poses problems for our pocketbooks as human beings. One is it's just another species that grows on boats, and you really don't want to be sailing around with 6 foot long kelp attached to your boat. It's really, it'll slow you down, it could get tangled in a prop. And the other is its potential impacts on aquaculture. The Netherlands, where Undaria has invaded, it's become a problem there for oyster growers and mussel farmers because it grows on the oysters and mussels that they're trying to grow up and harvest, and also on their equipment. So we're concerned about its potential impacts on the oyster growers in Tamales Bay, and certainly further north at Humboldt Bay, oyster growing is a major industry there.
Zabin says these threats probably won't go away. Now that Undari is here, we should focus on controlling it.
We're never going to be able to completely eliminate it in this time when people are really mobile.
The good thing, though, is that removing the kelp by hand actually does work. The more frequently they remove it, the less it seems to come back. And just being out there means every month boaters and passerby get a reminder that it's still a problem. Zabin says students, community volunteers, and other people from the Smithsonian all come out sometimes to help. Sometimes they're big student groups, sometimes just groups of friends. In another part of the marina, down by the Hyde Street Pier, the staff of Aquarium of the Bay does its own removal. Zabin says they've sort of adopted it. But for the most part, the kelp hunters are the ones here today. Mom, the girls, and a lot of garbage bags.
Okay, should I get Brianna to measure it?
Yeah.
Brianna Kavanaugh is Gemma's cousin.
It's about 50 centimeters?
Yeah.
Centimeters. And it's developing a reproductive structure.
Yeah. One side.
So we'll put developing, reproductive, and what? Where was it?
636 and 638.
That's like area one, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Like, once we came here and we found, like, these huge ones, and there were a lot. Like, we had these huge bags full of them that we could, like, barely carry up the dock. But it's been getting a lot better, which is good.
And with that, she finishes writing on her clipboard and moves on down the dock. In San Francisco, I'm Casey Miner for Cross Currents.